Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary life. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, guys.
I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, guys, I've been away for a while. Let me just mention that in case some people have been looking for our live presentations. I have been on a little sabbatical, much needed sabbatical, I must say. But we're back. And you know our shows air every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9. And we talk about all kinds of subjects that affect our lives every day. All right? But we take a revolutionary point of view. That's why we're called Revolutionary Life. Not only do we deal with every aspect of life, we also deal with it in a revolutionary manner. Right? So tonight, we're taking a revolutionary look at vaccines. Now, we've done this before, guys. If you're going back to my archives, and you know all of my shows are archived. I meant to say that. If you're new listening here, I want you to understand that all of our shows are recorded. And so if you miss this show, if you can't stay for the whole show, then you can always come back and go down and log into the show. And you will see, as you stroll down, a list of all the previous shows. And this show here itself will be on our archive in about an hour after we're finished tonight. Okay. This is also a call-in show, guys. And at a certain point within this show, I will announce a call-in section. I will also open up my chat room for responses via chat. And so you get a chance to participate. But first, before I announce any call-ins or chat rooms or anything like that, first let me introduce the topic to you guys. Tonight, we're talking about vaccinations, as we have before. But this time we got a mandate out there. We got a question of a vaccination mandate. We got a question of get vaccinated or lose your job. Get vaccinated or you can't come in here or you can't frequent this place or whatever. Everybody must be vaccinated, they're saying. Get your shot. Get your jab. J-A-B. Get your jab. Get your shot. Have you been vaccinated? People wearing t-shirts now declaring that they've been vaccinated. And anybody who's not been vaccinated, they're just holding up society. They're just holding up the future, right? They're just getting in the way of the future. I don't know. Or they're backwards thinking. Or they're anti-vaccine. Or something to that effect. And it is true that there are people who are resisting vaccination. That's not my position. And you'll find that out as we go along. But if we take a revolutionary look at this vaccination and this mandate, we have to ask our question, why a mandate? Why must everyone be forced? And that's what a mandate does, guys. If you make it mandatory, right, then you make it hands-on. If you make it mandatory, then it has to be done. It's required. All right? And so why require everyone who can take this vaccine to take it? Well, in my previous presentation on vaccines, guys, I did a whole little thing. And like I said, you can go back and check it out. But the title, if you'll go back looking for it, the title was Vaccines Do Not Cure Anything. You hear that? Vaccines do not cure anything. Vaccines are not a cure for anything. The vaccine do not treat anything. Okay? Vaccines, by their own definition, are geared toward exciting once introduced into your body. And I guess that's about the only responsibility that the administrator of those vaccines has, is to introduce it into your body. After that, It's up to you. That's the point, guys. The point is that the vaccine is supposed to kick in your own human immune system. When your immune system kicks in, when it sees that vaccination, when it sees that vaccine mixture coming into it, it realizes it's foreign, and if it does its job, it will attack it, develop antibodies towards it, develop memory, so the next time it sees it, it kills it again. And that's how you deal with a vaccine and a virus, right? The vaccine doesn't cure you. All it does is kick in, start up your immune system. And as I said in that presentation, the doctor's job is over when he injects you. The rest is up to you. That is to say, if your immune system is compromised, if your immune system is weak, then there's nothing the doctor can do for you after injecting you with the vaccine, because the rest is left up to you. And if you're inadequate to the task, if your immune system can't step up to the task once it's kicked in, for any number of reasons, guys, they always talk about it, as you get older, your immune system weakens. So if you have a weak immune system, it's not going to kick in and do what it's supposed to do. So the virus is not going to be your best out. Sorry. If your immune system ain't hidden once it's kicked in, than what's left to protect you from the virus. If you have a comorbidity, high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease, cardiovascular diseases, if you're taking a particular medication, there are some medication that specifically suppresses your immune system. That's their job. They are called NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D, I think it's some of them. Things like cyclosporin. You know, like cyclosporin was something you heard about a lot back when the transplant, heart transplants, arm transplants were going on. If you transplant foreign tissue to a human, to another human, even though it came off of a human, your body will recognize that it's not its tissue. It's foreign, and it will attack it, your immune system. So they give you drugs to suppress your immune system, so the new heart that they give you or the new lung that they give you or whatever they transplant into you from another person, liver, kidney, is not rejected by your body. So some people are on these immune suppressants as part of their treatment or regimen. If their immune system is being suppressed, guys, then it follows that the vaccine kicking in and suppressed immune system is not going to help that person. And so in my previous presentation, I guess I wrapped that presentation up by saying that obviously the ball falls back into your court again. You ultimately are responsible, not somebody, not the pharmaceutical companies, not your doctors, not your healers. You are ultimately responsible for your body's condition, health, not the government, not the public health department. When it's all said and done, you have to do your own due diligence about your body, and you can't leave it up to anyone else, not even your doctor. You go to bed, and you wake up with that body all your life, and the first time something hurts on it, you go to a stranger, a doctor somewhere, and ask him, what's wrong with me? Hell, he doesn't know. How would he know? He ain't seen you. He's got to do some tests. And that's when the money starts to flow. And so we're waiting for these tests to come back. He's got to give you a prescription. go down to the pharmacy and get you some of this for the aches and pains. And when the tests come back, we'll know for sure. Well, the test came back, but we ain't sure, so we're going to have you go out here and take an MRI, an X-ray or an MRI. So they send you somewhere else for an MRI, and we have to wait till the results come back. In the meantime, here's a refill for that prescription. You know how the game works. Everybody, not everybody, of course, there are those who forever have railed against drug companies and how they're ripping us off. Not too long ago, the drug companies were being sued for OxyContin, a highly addictive drug which they pushed on doctors, and doctors in return pushed on patients. And we had an epidemic in this country. If you remember, there was a local epidemic, a national epidemic before the pandemic of COVID. There was a national epidemic. That was the OxyContin. That was the addiction to painkillers. If you remember that was big news at one time. COVID took the headlines. Do you think they solved that problem? At any rate, a lot of us have always, since the Tuskegee, and if you're people of color, you might remember the Tuskegee experiments, where medical professionals and drug companies experimented on black people. Henrietta Lacks, still using her DNA and her cells today, without her permission. Well, it's questionable whether she gave the permission to this. I wasn't there. But she died in their hands, but her cells live on. There are reasons why people distrust the pharmaceutical companies. And I know people that will tell you right now that pharmaceutical companies are not to be trusted, that they're just after money, that they don't have cures, they only treat symptoms. We watch our flashy pharmaceutical commercials every day. You do too. Because they come on without you asking for it. They will come on your videos. They will come on your TV. And they will advertise a drug. A pharmaceutical drug, not over-the-counter drug, a prescription drug to you. And of course, they will always give you a long list of the side effects at the end of that commercial. Some of them are pretty dreadful. Side effects are death is like some of them. Nightmares, night sweats or whatever they call them. Night terrors are part of some of them. Interesting thing, guys, folks. Some of the same people who would putting down the pharmaceutical companies and to beware of the pharmaceutical companies and telling you how money hungry they are, how they put money before lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of those same anti-pharmaceutical big pharma people are telling others that they're stupid or wrong or careless or whatever if they don't go get that shot. These are people who were rail against the pharmaceutical companies 10 years ago. Today, they are promoting that you go out and get the shot. Now, there's a lot of reasons why there's hesitation towards this shot. I mean, and some people are worried that it came out too quick. Nobody's ever produced a vaccine this fast. three or four different companies all competing at one time to say theirs better than the others. Companies getting FDA approval and indemnification from harm, from legal charges, for putting out an experimental, even though it's been in experimental stage for years, it still was an experimental vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. So not only was it a vaccine that came out extraordinarily fast, it also was a vaccine that was experimental, a first-time wide-use mRNA vaccine. So that would make people have some hesitation. This thing didn't go through the regular rigors for vaccine testing. It got approval to jump ahead of those standards. And the ones it met was okayed by the federal government. Now, me and you both know, most of us, that the federal government allows pharmaceutical companies and others to do their own research and submit that research to, and paper, to the FDA. That's right. These are not FDA tests. You know, these are like underwriters. These are like labs, private labs, that the pharmaceutical companies can hire out to do their tests, and then when they're done, the paperwork goes to the FDA. This saves the FDA money for having to do the actual test themselves on the drug. They read the paperwork when it comes in on how the test went. Anyway, guys, the FDA has approved this drug. All right, and then somebody says, okay, well, now that the drug is approved, it's experimental, yeah, but this is a pandemic and it's an emergency. In emergency situations, yeah, we do extraordinary things. We have to. We understand that. But the lockdown is over, so it can't be that big of an emergency anymore. Everybody's back to work. We can get back to work. And now there's a mandate to take this vaccine or else. Why is that necessary? I want you to think about that, because when I come back here, there are several lawsuits against this mandate right now. And we're going to talk about a few of them. Everything from medical to religious to scientific opposition to enforcing or attempting to enforce or disrupting the economy. They're using financial reasons. Guys, you know thousands of nurses have been fired. COVID showed us that we didn't have enough staff, let alone PPE, protective clothing for the staff. We didn't have enough staff. And now because of this mandate, several thousand nurses are being across the country or in just in New York alone, from what I understand, are being fired. Talk about a staff shortage. So let's talk about this mandate. I'm going to give you a little music, guys. Get your questions together. We're coming into our call-in side. But I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about this mandate and what's really going on. Be back in a minute. We'll be right back. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary. I'm your host. And we're going to be here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, guys. And I wanted to wrap up the introduction to this topic so we can get to our call-in section, just in case there are callers who are itching to get in. I was going to come back to you and talk to you about the mandate. People are losing their jobs. I've had people who accepted the shot so they would not lose their job. Not because they believed in the vaccine or whatever. They were coerced. That's tantamount to coercion. Lose your job, your livelihood, or take the shot. And so some people are taking a shot just based on that. Others are contesting the fact that you can't hold this job over my head based on me injecting something into my system. Others, there are other lawsuits, the military. There are lawsuits even within the military, guys, that I read the other day, where they have this mandatory vaccine. And they have lawyers arguing against it on their behalf. All right? You have religious exemptions. You have those people who are saying it's against my religion. That's kind of working out for some people, I think, if they got a letter from a pastor or a priest. However, they're tripping a lot of people up in that, from what I understand. one guy claimed religious exemption, but they found that he had also been taking flu shots. Long before COVID came along, he was taking a yearly flu shot. So if he was taking a yearly flu shot long before COVID got here, why come all of a sudden you can't take the COVID shot? And then others are saying to them, what if you take the pill? There's a pill coming out now. So there's lots of ways of getting around your exemptions, your attempts at exemption from taking this shot. And the last one, and there are lawsuits about this one, guys. And the last one is one I was particularly interested in because it relates to this presentation I've done a couple of times on vaccines. This last one says if I have natural immunity. Anybody remember that? Something called natural immunity. If I have natural immunity, they said, why should I be mandated to take a vaccine? Why was I interested in that? Because the goal of the vaccine is to immunize you against the virus. If you already are immune, if you've already achieved immunization against the virus naturally, then why too have to take the vaccine by mandatorily? And so people with natural immunity have a lawsuit out saying I should not be forced to take the vaccine if I've already achieved the goal of the vaccine. Not only have I achieved the goal, guys, they have evidence that natural immunity is better immunity, stronger immunity, longer lasting immunity, not to mention natural immunity to COVID than the vaccine. They have clinical evidence that you are 13% more safer from re-catching this virus if you have natural immunity than if you had artificial immunity, i.e. vaccines. That lawsuit interested me very much. I like to be a co-defendant on it because I am, as you notice from my earlier part where I was telling you about my previous presentation on vaccines, I am pro-personal responsibility for your health. I am pro-strengthening your immune system, so come what may, you're ready. Your body is ready to do what it do to do what it do. If you dog your body out and then wait till you get sick and then run to somebody for a shot or a pill, if that's your lifestyle, you ain't going to make it. All right? You ain't going to make it. You're going to get a fatality of one of these diseases because they don't have a cure for your disease. A vaccine only kicks in your immune system. It kicks in your immune system. That's its job. What about your immune system that just got kicked? If it don't wake up, you have to kick it again. Like somebody who sleep. Hey, wake up, wake up. You have to kick it again. You might have to get two shots. In some of these vaccines, you have to get two shots to kick your immune system twice. Now they're saying there's a booster out to kick your immune system again. But all they do is kick your immune system in. You see what I'm saying? The job of a vaccine is to excite, to get the attention of your immune system. The rest is up to you and that immune system. If you achieve a natural immunity, you've achieved God-given immunity. I mean, nature-given immunity. You've achieved the immunity that nature said you should already have. Good for you. Good for you because there are those who believe that all disease is a result of resistance to the natural self. Now, I know we think we're smarter than nature. We can outdo nature. So we go to the pharmaceutical company and says, nature tells me to wait 3 days and fight this thing with my the health of my body and my immune system going forward. But if you can give me a quick fix, I'll take the shot. And so some people are going to go for the artificial every time. I don't want orange juice. I want an orange drink. It can look orange. It can smell orange. It can taste like an orange. But it may never have seen an orange. But it's carbonated. And so there are those who prefer an orange drink to orange juice, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And your kids, they'd rather have that bubbly carbonated drink that looks orange, says it's orange. If you read it, it says artificial color, artificial flavor. So you've gotten used to an artificial life. And here comes artificial immunity. And some of y'all are fighting to say, hey, let's do this artificial thing. The reason I say it's a quick fix, guys, is because generally your body catches the virus through openings in your body, right? The virus don't usually get in through your skin. The virus, they tell you not to wipe your face, not to put your hands in your face. The virus gets on your hands, but that's not going to make you sick. The virus has to enter your body. And generally that happens through your mouth, or nose, rubbing your eyes, entry points. Once the virus is in your body, your tonsils will catch it before it goes down into your internals. Right now it's just in the roof of your mouth and your nose. Colonizing, attempting to. Your tonsils won't even fight it. Your tonsils will entertain it. Believe it or not. When you get tonsillitis, that means your tonsils caught something trying to get down into your body and stopped it and caught it right there. But it didn't get rid of it. That's not its job. Its job is to get to know it and to pass that information on to your the rest of your immune system. So by the time any of that virus get past your tonsils, down your throat or airway, into your lungs, your body already knows what it is. Your tonsils have already informed your body. It knows what's coming. It's already started cooking up a surprise for this virus. And this last thing it wants that virus to do is to get into your bloodstream. once that virus is in your bloodstream, it can go all over your body, following your blood flow. So the last thing the virus wants, the last thing your body wants that virus to get out of your lung sacs and into your blood. But what does a vaccine do? A vaccine skips your nasal passages. It skips your tonsils, something they used to remove on kids because they didn't know what they were for. Now they do. But you are bypassed that whole process of the nose, mouth, eye, ear, nose, and mouth. Identification of a foreign matter. And you stick it right into one's arm. You introduce the virus at a place where the body is not even used to having viruses come in at. You introduce it through a side door somewhere. And now your body is going, what the hell was that? It didn't come through my nose, my mouth. It didn't come the way most viruses come, but I just looked up one day and there's a virus in me because somebody shot it in my arm, bypassing everything I've built to take care of viruses. Your body has to now deal with something that got in through the back door. And if your immune system ain't up to this task, it's not going to help you. If your immune system is compromised, a vaccine is not going to cure you. But if you have natural immunity, say you have 72 hours of a flu, about the third day you're back, you're coming back around, you're immune. And the statistics say you're 13% more immune than you were when you took a shot. How about that? And so there's a lawsuit out there, guys. There's people who are saying, if I'm naturally immune, if I've achieved immunity, why am I taking something to help me achieve immunity? If I've achieved immunity, then I don't need something that aids in achieving immunity. I've done that. But they're being mandated, even if they are immune to the disease already, they're being mandated to take this method of immunity called vaccination as well. Take both. Now, some of my anti-pharmaceutical people years ago would have called that just greediness, just the pharmaceutical companies trying to get more money. You have to get one shot, two shots, booster shot. You have to get a shot every year. What kind of immunity is this where I have to get a shot every year? And so the disease is mutating. So if it mutates, you might have to get another shot. You might as well get back in line because the booster is coming along. And then the other COVID, beta, and all these other COVIDs out there, maybe you got one of those, you might have to get back in line and get another shot for one of those. Where does it stop, man? Stops when you stop. Any company that's worried about having any business, company, hospital, whatever, that's worried about COVID from its employees, need only test those employees as they enter the complex. They got 15 minutes. I think they got these quick tests now. You can get them at a drugstore or something. But I know they got tests. I just don't know if they're 24-hour or what. But they're telling me they're getting these quick tests. And so sure enough, if you got a quick test, you can just test everyone. And if they're negative for the virus, they go to work. What's the big deal? What's the mandate for? You telling me even if I test negative, if my body says there's no COVID in it, even if you check my immune system and find out that I'm immune to COVID, if I still don't take that shot, I'm going to be denied my livelihood, my job. So guys, we did this. I did this thing today on the mandate. Because the question is, why the mandate? This is going over the line, it seems to me. You might as well mandate that everybody take vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3 and behave themselves and watch out for their health and take care of their health and strengthen their immune system. COVID ain't the last virus. Damn sure wasn't the first. Everybody remember the bird flu, the swine flu. It ain't the first. It ain't the last. Instead of us talking about strengthening our immune system so that whatever virus comes along, 90% of the population is ready to take it on and gain natural immunity from having taken it on and beat it, such that the only people who will need to take a vaccination, one that should be administered, by the way, orally or nasally. They got nasal sprays. Orally or nasally, the way the body would have taken it on naturally, rather than sticking it, surprising the body by shooting it in the arm somewhere. Hello, vaccine just arrived. Nobody told us. Well, when it comes to the natural way, through your eye, ear, nose, and throat, your body is made alert, aware of it long before it gets any, does any real damage. All right? And so maybe they'll come up with a nasal one or something. Not a pill. That still doesn't solve the problem. Pill goes into your stomach, not your lungs, where a virus would. But viruses go to your stomach too, I guess, if you want to cure stomach virus. But there are those who have weakened immune systems, compromised immune systems. And those people need attention or they're going to die. So if the vaccine will help them achieve immunity, more power to you. Two shots, three shots, booster shot, variants. Shots for the variants, flu shot every year, all that. If you're not going to take care of your body, if you can give a damn what you eat as long as you got full, cool. Best of your lifestyle, do it. Do it till you're satisfied. And when you really, when you're down, run to a doctor. Run to that stranger that has no idea what's going on with you until you tell him. And ask him to cure you, give you a shot, give you a pill. And if you start feeling better because they stop the pain, which is what they will do, instead of curing you, they will treat the symptoms. Then you'll be hooked on a pain reliever and you'll go back to living the lifestyle you were living and got you there. So some people look at this and just say it's a big pharmaceutical boom for the pharmaceutical company. And it is. They've made lots of money. Drug companies got very wealthy, especially ones that are getting these government contracts. And so we could blame it on pharmaceutical companies. I know people who would have 10 years ago. So, like I said, some of those same people are saying, did you get the shot? Get your shot. Get your shot. Promoting the shot. All of a sudden, they trust the pharmaceutical companies. All of a sudden they trust the government, or they're just, they just don't have a way out. They don't have options. They're being forced to. Well, if somebody mandates you to take that shot, then any, even though the pharmaceutical companies have been indemnified, that means to say they won't be held responsible. Well, now the government will. If the federal government mandates the federal employees take that shot and they take it and they get these side effects or they have a bad response, because everybody don't have a positive response, then they're liable for their medical bills because they were made to take that shot. They were forced to take that shot. If you take the shot and nothing happens to you, fine. But if you take that shot and have one of these negative effects, and guys, there are these negative effects out there. You just don't see them on TV. Then the government should be responsible, wouldn't you think? That's my rant, guys. And I'm interested in natural immunity. I've always been interested in health. You know what I mean? I got a book on the human body, the male body, a long time ago. Big, thick book they put out a long time ago with glossy pictures and all that, because I was interested in how it works. I wasn't interested in hospitals and drugs and needles. And I realized that some of our people are sold on hospitals, drugs, and needles. And some of those same people don't have time to sit down and have a conversation about strengthening your immune system or vitamins and nutrients. That's health nut. You're a health nut if you talk about vitamins and nutrients. If you talk about nuts and twigs, if you talk about eating right, changing your diet, becoming a vegetarian or a vegan, all that stuff is woo-woo to a lot of people in this country. And then they start dying. Well, sometimes it's a good time to reintroduce these things. That's why I'm bringing this up. Sometimes you have to wait to these times when to reintroduce health to folks, their personal responsibility for their health. Leaving it up to pharmaceutical companies, guys, it's a pretty precarious way to live. They're in it for the money, and you know it. Leaving it up to doctors who are trained to push these drugs, who are rewarded for pushing these drugs. Yeah, they get carnival cruises and whatnot from pharmaceutical companies for pushing a drug, their brand. 9 out of 10 doctors use our brand, so they can say that. So you guys are not going to meet anything benevolent in the medical arena system. You might meet benevolent people, but the system that they work under requires them to do certain things. And some of those things are not patient-centered. They're financial-centered. They're hospital-centered, institution-centered healthcare. They're about filling beds and emptying them as quick as possible. You know, it's the same pharmaceutical companies, guys. All of a sudden now you trust them. So if you've achieved natural immunity, I think there's an argument there, whether religious exemptions, that people seeking exemptions from this drug. But if you don't want to take this thing, and you believe you have natural immunity can prove that, then I think you got an argument in court or anywhere else for not taking a vaccine, which primary goal is to make you immune. Well, I'm already immune, so why should I also take a drug? Right? And so, yeah, I would back that argument 100%. And with the data, which says that 13% better, natural immunity is 13% better at stopping the recurrence of this virus than vaccinations, than artificial immunity. I'm not even calling vaccinations, than artificial immunity. But again, if you don't have an immune system, if your immune system is really weak, then you need some attention. And maybe this vaccine and some treatments for your immune systems to wake up your immune system are in order. Maybe I need to take you off those drugs that suppress your immune system because you have an autoimmune disease. They've had to give you certain drugs to suppress your immune system. And it says right there on the bottle, guys, if you got one of those, that you're susceptible to diseases because it lowers your immune system. These certain drugs called NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D, I think it's called, and statins and shit. Some of these drugs will weaken your immune system, and the vaccine can't help you. I'm sorry. A vaccine's job is not to strengthen your immune system. If your immune system ain't strengthened when the vaccine gets there, kicking on it, it's not going to kick in. There ain't no gas in the car. You can turn the starter. The starter is just the vaccine. Ying, 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 but ain't nothing happening. So that person who has got a weak immune system need to work on their immune system, putting in it, and giving them the vaccine. Because they don't stand a chance with natural immunity if their bodies ain't worth shit, if their health ain't up to par. They need help. They need assistance. I got that. But if you're a healthy person, if you don't have the virus, or if you've overcome the virus, and then you're back to your health again, you're immune. Naturally. There's several ways to get natural immunity. That's one of them. Another, babies get natural immunity from their mother's milk and the like. There's several ways to get natural immunity transmitted from one person to another. But once you achieve natural immunity, you don't have to seek another method of achieving immunity. You've just done that. So it just doesn't make sense to have both take the vaccine and have achieved natural immunity too, unless you want to sell drugs. If you look at it from a financial point of view, you have to come up with a game, a gimmick, to make sure they come every year for a shot, or they get two, or there's a booster, or there's another one for a different variant to keep them coming. That 13% more immunity from natural immunity scares a pharmaceutical company that needs you to come back tomorrow and get some more. If you're immune, you ain't coming back for another shot. So 13% immunity achieved through natural immunity is a threat, in fact, to the income off of this drug, off of this disease that pharmaceutical companies can make. I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to open my lines up now. And I'm also going to open up my chat room. And so this half of the show I dedicate to my call-in, my listeners. If you're interested in this subject, if you have something to say on this subject, I have my chat room open. Just log into my chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I'll be responding to chat questions and comments. Also, I have a phone number. That phone number, if you're on this site, you should see this phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. If you want to speak on it, call me. You go straight onto the air. No secretary. There's nobody in between. Call me, and everybody hear what you have to say, and everybody will hear my response. My lines are open in our call-in section. Today we're talking about vaccinations, and we're talking about the vaccination mandate in particular, and exemptions and the like. All right? And chat room's open. Lines are open. I'm going to give you a little music, formulate your questions, and hit me up. Listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, guys, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. And we pose all kinds of questions and subject matter. I told you, though we talk about the things that affect our lives every day, not just anything, shit that affect our lives every day, we just take a revolutionary take. We look at them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. Revolution is just change. Change is constant. Change is the one thing that's inevitable in this world. There's one thing we know for sure that's going to change. That's going to be change. Change. Things are changing all the time. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, when you're on the front of change, when it goes down, you might even have something to say about what shape it takes when it lands. You might be able to ride that change. to the world you want to see. But to be on the pulse of change is like being like a surfer waiting on a wave. You have to time that wave, because if you miss your timing, rather than that wave being a help to you, it will become a hindrance and take you under. So here at Revolutionary Life, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse of change, so we can ride that wave. That's revolution, baby. First thing first, we need clarity. We need to know where we're going. An old revolutionary once said, it is better to know where to go and not to know how, than to know how to go and not to know where. You don't hear me? It's that time. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, guys, tonight we've been talking about the vaccinations. In particular, we've been talking about the vaccine mandate. There's a mandate. There's a question of being forced to take a shot, a vaccine, into your arms, into your body. I got the suggestion. A suggestion is fine. A recommendation is even better. But a mandate? The mandate is so strict that I understand that thousands of nurses have been fired because let go. They've been let go because they refuse to take the shot. Now check it out, guys. I'm talking about frontline nurses. We just had a pandemic. Nurses will work to the bone. They've seen people die. They've seen people on ventilators fighting for their lives. They've seen this virus up close and personal. If you haven't, they have. And some of these same people who were there when it went down on the front line with plastic bags on because there wasn't enough PPE. Some of those same people now are refusing to take the vaccine. Some of those nurses, some of those frontline workers. What's up with that? Do you think you know better than they do? I mean, I know people who've taken the vaccine because their job was threatened, their livelihood was threatened if they did not. How do you separate the people who are taking the vaccine so they don't rock the boat versus people who are versus people who are taking the vaccine because they believe in this vaccine, that they have faith in Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? Do you know the number of lawsuits against these pharmaceutical companies that exist? And I told you when I started this that I know some of the same people who used to rail on pharmaceutical companies on how bad they were. Some of those same people are now promoters out there promoting the taking of these drugs. When somebody say, well, this is an experimental drug, it came out quicker than any other drug, this is the first time for this, a lot of firsts here, shouldn't there be some caution? Let's see what happens to everybody else when they take it. No, no, no. as a mandate means that whether it's experimental or not, whether it skipped several FDA tests, whether it's allowed to skip several of the normal virus FDA tests to get it out quickly because of the pandemic, emergency, I understand that, that some people might be hesitant. This is a new kind of spreading, a new kind of vaccine, relatively new, mRNA vaccines. Some people are saying, again, okay, maybe there's some reason to hesitate since this is a new method they're using. Let's see if it's good. Let's see if it works for a general population. This is the first time it's been tried on a large population. So there's a lot of firsts to consider. And then, of course, there are those people who have negative side effects. Whether the pharmaceutical companies didn't say it was 100% effective. They said 98, 89, that kind of thing. So that means that some people are not going to, it's not going to help. They didn't make any bones about that. They said this is 90% effective. That means 10% of the people who take it is not going to get anything from it. Right? Anyway, so now they got a mandate, take it anyway. Then I brought to you a position that I like, that I get behind, and that's the one, those are people who are suing, saying that I have natural immunity. Why do I need artificial immunity also? Those people are bringing documents showing that natural immunity is 13% better for you than an artificial immunity device. And that's all it is. It's a device. What do you think? Just take it anyway and get it out of the way. And no sense in arguing about it. Go on, go on, get shot, and go on back to work. Call it a day. Or since you stand up for your individual liberties, your individual willingness to eject something in your body or not, to take the pill or not. The government is handing you the red pill and the blue pill kind of thing. The government seems to me, the government is saying, take this pill. And you're saying, no, I don't want to take that pill. Well, you're going to lose your job if you don't take this pill. What do you say? Okay, yes, sir, I'll take the pill. Thank you, sir. Or do you say, wait a minute, I got some questions. And they ain't been answered. So I'm taking this pill until those questions have been answered. So, you know, I'm religiously exempt. There are a lot of people seeking exemptions, guys. What's yours if you haven't taken the pill? Are you just anti-vaccine? Do you believe vaccine contain things that can harm you? In fact, one of the religious reasons is that that the vaccine contained fetal, human babies, fetal material from human babies. And so some religious exemptions around the fact that this stuff contains fetal material. This is not uncommon. Some of them do have in the past. I think the Johnson & Johnson one may have. This is normal in the vaccine world to use stem cells or certain cells from the human body. Fetal material. So this is my call-in session, guys. My lines are open. My chat room's open. If you got a question, a comment, concern, drop it in chat. I'm managing that chat. If you want to come onto the air and speak your mind on this virus thing, go right ahead. But let me tell you, some of the people saying go out and take this virus, man, I'm telling you the truth. 10 years ago, they was talking to me about how terrible the pharmaceutical companies was when Oxycontin and people getting caught and hooked on drugs. And the government and the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors all implicit in pushing these drugs on patients, causing that epidemic. There's a lawsuit right now around that. And the pharmaceutical companies are going to pay out. That whole family who produced Oxycontin is going to be forced to pay something around curing some of these addicts that they've created. These people used to talk about the pharmaceutical companies badly, like they were crooks, like they were killing us. They recalled the Tuskegee experiments and other experiments that the government has done unknowingly on people with drugs to see how drugs will work. Oh, they got a whole list of bad things that the pharmaceutical companies have done. And now today, some of those same people are promoting getting the jab, getting the shot. How about that? All of a sudden, they found faith.